Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people in-house today from the City of Colorado Springs, Neighborhood Services Manager Mitch Hames. Did I say that right? Mitch Hames.
That's close enough. It's Mitch Hamas.
Hamas. That was not close.
It's common.
That was very nice of you to say that. Mitch Hamas is here. Great to see you, Mitch.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And you know him, you love him, District Wildlife Manager Corey Adler, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Hello, Corey.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're great. It's great to see everybody here again. And yes, it is very important. This is coming.
Yes,
it
is.
We've been warning people. Get ready. Right, Mitch? So the new ordinance is getting ready to kick in for the City of Colorado Springs. And we are talking about the bear-proof cans or keeping your trash in between certain times, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
So when does this ordinance happen?
So starting March 1st, residents anywhere west of I-25, whether you're in a home or a business or an apartment complex or a townhouse, you need to secure your trash maybe in a little bit different manner than you have. Basically, the trash needs to be secured in a building or a secured structure if you don't have a bear-resistant container.
Okay.
And then the trash needs to be put out on trash day between 5 a.m. and then brought back in at 7 p.m.
And I love the name of this campaign. It's called Be Bear Smart, Do Our Part. Right?
That's really a good one.
It is a good one.
Right, right.
And this has been a discussion for a while, hasn't it?
It has, because there are certain parts of our city, mostly west of I-25, where bears are getting used to trash as a food source. And we can let Corey
Absolutely.
Talk about that as well.
Yeah.
But from a neighborhood services perspective, you get a lot of trash blowing around the neighborhood, and that causes problems when we're trying to build and maintain vibrant neighborhoods.
Yeah, and Corey, we have talked like numerous, and we did an entire show, in fact, on Bear Aware.
Yes.
Because we've had to do it a couple times.
Yes.
Because especially we have so many people that move here.
Correct.
And they're not quite familiar with the bear situation here.
Correct. And that's the thing. A lot of people move in from other states, usually east of here, kind of across Mississippi. And they don't think, they just think, oh, it's a city. I live in a city and there's, oh, beautiful mountains behind me. But they don't think about, well, there's bear in my yard now. Where did that come from? And they don't understand the situation with how, as humans, can we live in harmony with these animals so we get to see them and enjoy them, but we're not impacting their livelihoods, which could lead to trouble for them. So,
and that's the one thing I think that in all of this, yes, some may, and I'm going to say it, feel like this is a really big inconvenience for them. But in all actuality, correct me if I'm wrong, Corey, this could lead to a bear being put down.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing is a lot of people just won't take the extra effort to keep a trash inside before a certain time or you know, now trying to get a bear-proof container or anything like that because – if bears start becoming habituated to getting trash all the time, that could lead them to becoming not very afraid of people, and then it leads people to become potentially at risk. And so that bear, unfortunately, a lot of times needs to be put down because it has a bad habit of getting nothing but trash and causing problems. So,
absolutely.
So that's why is, you know, what people don't do is unfortunate because it leads to an interaction for the bear, not the people, because the bear is the one who's doing it supposedly, and that's not a good thing, unfortunately.
And there is a thing called, and we're going to dive more into the ordinance and kind of all the details and where you can find some cans and stuff like that. But I know there's processes, but this can't happen with every bear, I understand, Corey. But there's like hazing things that CPW can do and other stuff like that. But again, by that point, it may be too late.
Right. And that's the thing. Unfortunately, a lot of times we get people don't want to call CPW. They worry that all we're going to do is shoot the bear. But the point is we actually want to be called to know that bears are doing unbear-like behavior because then we can get out there sooner. We could give them a good hazing, which means make it not fun to be in a certain spot. You know, we might, just yell at them or use loud noises, or we might maybe hit them with a beanbag round, which, you know, impacts a little pain. But we'd rather go out there and haze the animals so they could move away, go back and do the more bear-like thing. But if we don't get the calls, then they keep doing what bears are doing, is getting into the trash, and it could lead to a bad situation after that for the bear.
Absolutely. And hopefully... Did you think I helped paint the picture of why we need this?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a great example.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk about this ordinance. I know there was long discussions going into this with the city council and everything like that, and helping folks find resources, information, so they can be prepared for, again, Mitch, March 1st.
Right.
March 1st is the day. So we'll have more on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today we're talking with District Wildlife Manager, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Corey Adler is here. Hello, Corey.
Hello.
And he's the Neighborhood Services Manager, City of Colorado Springs. Mitch Hammes is here. Hello, Mitch.
Hello.
So we're helping get everybody ready for March 1st, when the west side of Colorado Springs is going under that new ordinance. It is called Be Bear Smart, Do Our Part, and that's again starting on Sunday, March 1st. And Mitch, really, this was a long going discussion, wasn't it? We saw Manitou Springs kind of lead the way on this, and Corey can pipe in too. They've had great success with this.
They have. And what we found when we did our community outreach back in August, September of last year, was that 80% of the residents that are affected by this ordinance already are in compliance, because they're
fantastic. Yeah,
they're storing their trash in a secure structure or their garage. They're putting it out on the day of collection, so there's really nothing to worry about if that's your process. The people who have problems are the people who maybe don't have a garage, or if they leave before 5 a.m. in the morning to go to work and they want to put it out, something like that. So that's where we did a lot of education. That's really what we're trying to focus on, is education.
Absolutely.
So that we can have better bear interactions, or be better for the environment in our neighborhoods.
So let's specify again, because we know how sometimes people hear some things. This is not saying you absolutely have to go get a bear-proof can. It is absolutely an option. But to do that, you might want to speak with your trash carrier, right?
That's correct. The new ordinance basically says you can't put out unsecured trash before 5 a.m. or after 7 p.m. on the day of collection. Other than that, there's lots of options. One of the options is to obtain a bear-resistant trash container. I've been telling people, don't just run out to a big box or a home improvement store and buy one that you think is going to work. Talk with your trash hauler first, because the last thing you want to do is spend a lot of money on one of these things, and then your trash hauler says, oh, our equipment won't handle it, or whatever the situation would be.
So they might have ones that they recommend if that's the route you want to go.
Right. The other thing that I'm trying to get out there is that this is not a situation where code enforcement is going to come out and see a non-bear resistant container and then just write you a ticket or issue you a fine or something like that. It's about education for this first part, because it is something new to our city.
Yeah.
And there are lots of components to maybe how we can help people understand how they can comply. So maybe it does not involve a bear resistant container. Maybe it does, and maybe that's the best. But if we come out because we received a complaint and we are talking to you, it's educational is what we're looking at for the very first few contacts.
I was gonna say. And again, I just want to emphasize again. So if it's a non-secured container, then it cannot be put out until the day of trash, right? Before
5 a.m.
Before 5 a.m. Yeah.
And then it needs to be in after before 7 p.m.
Okay.
The other interesting component of this is that the trash can has to contain bear attractant waste. So if it's full of newspapers, that's not a bear attractant waste. What we're going to do is talk about what you're putting in your trash can. Is it food scraps, cooking grease, cosmetics, any toothpaste, anything that attracts bears? That's what triggers this ordinance.
Interesting. Right. Okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that you guys have a website, and I'm sure CPW as well, where folks can kind of... Again, we're talking about educating so people understand, so they can understand this information, like you're saying, what really attracts bears and stuff like that, so they can understand this better.
Right. The website is coloradosprings.gov/bears. It's real simple, real easy to remember. And then our contact information is on there. So if you have questions, you don't understand something after you go to that site, can certainly give us a call and we'll be able to answer all the questions.
Now, for, say, businesses or complexes, condominium complexes, townhome complexes, of course, they have to, of course, be up to speed with this ordinance as well, right?
Right. What we're doing with those multifamily units or the commercial, the businesses that maybe have big dumpsters, that's a little bit more in-depth conversation about how do we solve this problem.
Right.
And so if a bear gets in or if we receive a complaint about something that's not in compliance, we'll come out and we'll work with the property owner or the townhome manager to come up with a solution, because that's really what we're about is solving a problem.
So if they have not yet, they can reach out and go, we need help, help guide us through this.
Right. The other thing I would encourage people is if you've never had a bear interaction on your house or at your business and you've never seen a bear in your neighborhood, you know, I would say wait until somebody complains. There's really not a need to make this your top priority if it hasn't been a problem in the past.
Right.
If it becomes a problem or if a neighbor notices who's very passionate about the bears that you're not complying, that, and we get a complaint, then we'll start that education process.
So it sounds like there's going to be kind of like we were saying, like the first couple of contacts, if it continues, is going to be, hey, look, you know, can we work on this, right?
Right. We're going to try to solve the problem. We're going to try to give options. We're going to listen to the person that we're talking to and see what we can do. If it's a situation where, yes, there's high bear activity, yes, they're here every collection day, I don't have a secure structure, then we'll try to figure out other options. It's not just it's not like a speeding ticket where we caught you, here's your fine, have a nice day.
Yeah, the red light camera caught you.
Right. what we really want to do is create dialogue and work with people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and Corey, we've kind of, and I want you to tell this story before we go to break, and then we're going to talk about, you know, kind of, there's so many stories you could tell, but the story about, and I hope this helps impact folks, but the Holland Park Bear, is that the best way to call this bear, the Holland Park Bear?
Yeah. There was a sow that had two cubs, and they had been in the neighborhood for a while, but they weren't doing anything bad, but people just kept seeing them. Then finally one day we got a call and the sow was acting a little weird, so we went and checked her out, and we decided that she did need to be put down, the sow at least. The cubs were taken, captured, and then I think we took them a little farther west to Teller Park County area and let them go to try again. But the thing about this sow is that there was something wrong with her, so we sent her up to our health lab up in Fort Collins, and so she was looked at. One reason that she was causing a little trouble and was acting a little weird is she did have potentially some kind of tumor growing in her sinus up in her brain area. Mm. But the other thing is she also had a stomach that was, I will quote it, was full of raw chicken, potatoes, cigarette butts, aluminum foil, pickles, French fries, a hamburger wrapper, paper towels, bird seed, beans, fruit, butter wrappers, pen cap, and strawberry preserve packets. So
Wow. All
that stuff is trash. All that stuff came from the trash. And so that is the bad thing, is that she was teaching her cubs, this is where you get your food. So that is what we're trying to start putting a cap on with this new ordinance, is to say, all right, you know, if you put your trash out from 5 o'clock later until 7 o'clock at night, day of trash, that's good. You know, and if you can't, you know, work with the city and we'll figure out ways to get the right bear proof containers or something else to help reduce the impact of bears getting into trash.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to have to take a quick news break, and we'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning and welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking all things Be Bear Smart, Do Our Part with the City of Colorado Springs and Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Joining us this morning is Mitch Hammes. Hammes. I did it, Mitch. Did I do it?
That was perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's great.
He's like, not really. Neighborhood Services Manager for the City of Colorado Springs, and Corey Adler is here. He's District Wildlife Manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. So I want to talk about how this new ordinance that starts March 1st, this wasn't just something that you guys were like, oh, let's just kind of put this on and this is what. No, this has been studied actually quite a while, right? And actually there was a whole Bear Smart task force that was put together with the city and other organizations and agencies to really study this.
Yeah, there was at least 30 people that have been working on this for, gosh, well over a year now. And it was people from the Humane Society, of course, Neighborhood Services and Colorado Parks Wildlife, Kono. We had people from the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, and lots of just interested neighbors and residents in our city that wanted to be part of this.
Well, the fantastic, give that statistic again, Mitch, that you were saying that when you were studying this and looking at this, you found really a large majority of homeowners were already doing this.
Right. When we did our outreach and when we did our town hall meetings, we found about 80% of the people that attended those meetings, when they found out what the actual requirements were, it was just like no big deal. They were already in compliance and they don't have to do anything different.
Right. And for those that are, you know, they're going to have to kind of shift some things. Again, there's websites they can go and they can completely find out all the details.
Right. And they can always call Neighborhood Services and talk to one of us and say, hey, I live on the west side. I don't fully understand this bear ordinance, and we'll explain it. And it's what I really like, those phone calls, because I can ask people, what do you do? What's your address? I can pull up a screenshot of what they, you know, from Google Maps,
right,
and say, oh, you have a garage, you have a shed, you have this, you have that, and really give really good information and usually solve the problem within the matter of, you know, 5 or 10 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes, absolutely. Yeah. And Corey, CPW, of course, has been looking at this for a long time and studying this, as that's what you guys do. And
yes,
actually, there was a big study, it sounds like, conducted in the Durango area, right?
Yes, definitely. There was a few years ago a study on, they were having major bear incidents like we do here,
okay,
in the city. And so they did a big study on putting bear-proof containers in some streets and not in others.
Oh,
and
so they literally broke it down neighborhood.
Yeah, they pretty much did
and
showed the difference between using a bear-proof container and not using a bear-proof container in getting interaction with bears or not getting interaction. And they did show that, you know, the ones that did have bear-proof ones, the bears pretty much did not come back. They learned, as I've said before, bears are exceptionally smart. And so if they know that there is something there to get food-wise in your trash, they're going to do it again and again. But when they realize there's nothing in a neighborhood or up and down this one street to waste energy on going and looking for, they're going to go somewhere else and kind of go back to, well, I can't get trash, so I think I'll just go eat the natural foods that I usually do.
Right, exactly.
Right.
I can't believe, I didn't realize that they broke it even like street by street, neighborhood.
It was definitely a scientific kind of study about seeing the differences between, you know, bear-proof and non-bear-proof, and I think they even had it broken down into heavy impacted neighborhoods and, you know, lightly impacted neighborhoods by bears. But yeah, they definitely broke it down into a scientific study on
that's crazy
the containers.
But
yeah.
And it's not just, I know we've been talking about bears because this is the, you know, be bear smart, do our part, but this also can lead into wildlife feeding, right? We do have folks that like to feed the wildlife.
Yep, correct. I mean, you know, keeping your trash out and letting the bears get to it is a roundabout way of feeding the bears. You know, we don't want that to happen. But there are other people who do other things to attract other wildlife and feed them, especially in the springs. Feeding deer is a big thing. We are trying to reduce that impact. We also, the city of Colorado Springs has also passed a feeding ordinance.
Yes.
On not, you know, that you cannot feed big game or deer and other animals.
What, you mean you can't have, like, invite deer into your house and give them a treat?
Right, yeah. You know, and
you all know which video I'm talking about,
and
right?
And that's the thing I keep trying to tell people is that, you know, these are wild animals, and, you know, wild means they live outside in the wild and they know where the food and the water and everything's at. So they don't need any help. You might think they do, but they don't. So so now the city's behind us a little bit with a feeding ordinance, and you know, we're going to work on trying to reduce the amount of people that feed wildlife. And just really quick, I emphasized birdseed in the bear before. Birdseed is a huge bear attractant, and even deer will eat it too. So if you are feeding birds, but you also see that the deer are eating more of the seed, you're actually inevitably feeding the deer, so you want to stop that.
Right. Yeah, you're just creating a bigger problem.
Exactly, yes.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Corey, which I know you well. with the actually feeding other animals, though, and feeding other wildlife, that can attract other animals.
Well, yeah, you know.
And it just kind of puts everybody and everything, couldn't it, potentially in danger?
Well,
I mean,
you know,
not to betray, but scare factor, but.
And that's, I'd say that the biggest thing is the scare factor, danger-wise, I'm not sure. But, you know, there are a lot of people still who are new and, you know, you start feeding just the birds or the squirrels, and then the deer get attracted. And if there are a congregation of deer, you know, mountain lions love deer as their main
right.
food, so
yeah.
they could attract mountain lions. It might also, you know, you feed the squirrels, and there's lots of squirrels or bunnies. Bobcats could come in, and, you know, people sometimes see a bobcat and get worried about that. But, yeah, feeding one animal might lead to feeding others and congregating them together, which then leads to a whole plethora of problems, as in, you know, disease passing between those animals or other animals coming in that are predators that, you know, other people don't want to see maybe. And so lots of things that we're trying to keep from happening.
Yeah. And thus the all the different things to help everybody.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what we're doing is the main thing right now. There's so much education we can do for people and give them information. And if we just follow a lot of the little things we're saying, we could live pretty well with the wild animals we have in our neighborhoods
right.
and enjoy seeing them.
Absolutely. Perfect. Okay, let's take a break. And this question has actually come up a lot during the breaks. And what about east of I-25? So we're going to talk about that with Mitch and Corey when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking all things Be Bear Smart, Do Our Part. We're talking about the new city ordinance that goes into effect March 1st. Requiring Colorado Springs residents and businesses west of I-25 to secure their trash from bears. And joining us from the city of Colorado Springs, Mitch Hammes is here. Hello, Mitch.
Hello.
And District Wildlife Manager from CPW, Corey Adler, is here. Hello, Corey.
Hello.
So we've had, and you guys, even when I came to get you guys for the show, you were talking about this. I know a lot of folks, and I'm sure you've gotten questions about this already, everybody, east of I-25, right? So I said to you, Corey, I said, well, is there a possibility that, of course there's a possibility, but that the bears may start pushing east if, you know, the west side is seeing more secure cans or, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it could be a possibility.
Yeah, there's always a possibility, you know, ones that are closer to I-25. We do have bears that do go east of I-25 already. They follow the drainages down near the fountain area and things
really
like that. So
yeah.
So they can get over there. But, they could go over there. But if they're seeing more not getting what they want on the west side, like I said, they're not going to just
push west again.
Well, right. And they're not just going to say, oh, I'm going to go 5 more miles east and check that out there, because that's a lot of energy wasted.
Yeah.
So they're going to go and, you know, look for the natural foods that they normally eat and stuff like that. And the thing is, you know, bears, 90% of their diet is vegetation mm-hmm. and stuff. So they could eat lots of things and all. So, just having people east of I-25 kind of look at what's going on west of I-25 now and maybe getting ready or just kind of following the routes that are going, you know, keeping your trash in, you know, an enclosed area
right.
or garage. Just
right.
follow those rules. It will help reduce bears going east of the highway also.
And that's what you're encouraging, obviously, right? Is hopefully everybody gets into this pattern, right?
Right. Hopefully everybody in our community is paying attention to this and figuring out, hey, if this came to my neighborhood, how would I deal with it? The reality is if we get a call about something east of I-25, we're still going to come out and try to have a dialogue and convince this person, hey, here's how you can comply with the code if it were to come here. If it doesn't come here and you don't have to, there's not a whole lot we can do with the feeding. But, you know, if there's trash spread around or other negative consequences of not securing trash, then we can certainly address those.
Right.
And so when we talk with residents anywhere in our community, we want it to be a dialogue, not just a one-way, here's your flyer, here's what you have to do, have a good day. We want to listen. We want to try to work with people and come up with unique solutions to their problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's give all the information again on where they can get more information, if they have questions, possible resources that they can check out. What is the best way to do that?
So best way is to go online to coloradosprings.gov/bears. You can also call Neighborhood Services at 444-7891, and we can answer all your questions from there.
Yeah, and the one thing I think so folks understand, and Corey, you and I kind of talked about this the last time we spoke, but this is not CPW enforcing this.
Right.
This is
correct.
City. Right. Because this is a city ordinance. So folks need to understand that.
Right. When code enforcement is going to be the group that shows up at your house when we get a complaint and try to work with you. Mm-hmm. And there are fines and fees that can be assessed if we determine there's a violation and a willingness to not comply with solving the problem.
Absolutely. Okay. So again, coloradosprings.gov. /bears, all the info. Again, this starts Sunday. And I'm sure, Corey, they could also go to the CPW website if they have questions. So many resources.
Correct. Yeah. The CPW.gov website, you go in there and in the search area, just type in bears and there'll be so much information about living with bears. And you could type in any other animal about living with wildlife and you know, wildlife in an urban area. Lots of information on how you can live harmoniously with them without feeding them or putting them at risk.
Absolutely. Well, and if you guys don't mind, I always like Corey to tell this story because it really shows how smart bear. Have you heard this story, Mitch?
I have.
One about the mom and the two, and they relocated them, and guess what?
Yep, they showed back up
they
in our city.
They showed back up yep. 2 weeks later, right?
Yes, about 2 weeks later. So we caught a sow and cubs and took them and shipped them about 150 so miles south.
You heard that right, west, 150 so miles.
South,
yeah.
Southwest of us, you know, kind of, but then that's as the crow flies. That's not going up and down the mountains and stuff. And that mom knew that this area where she grew up was a great place for food. So within 2 weeks, she brought her and her cubs back into the city and we're doing the same thing as they've done before.
I mean, that just shows how smart they are.
Yep, they are smart. She knew that's how she was raised, and she knew she was raised well. So she's like, I'm going to do that with my little kids.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate thing is that we had to deal with them again. Mom was unfortunately had to be put down, but the cubs were given a second opportunity to live peacefully in the woods. And so far, as far as I remember, they have not been problems.
Right.
Which is good.
And that just shows how it takes everybody's part, really, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so for questions, you can reach out to Mitch. He's welcome. You're excited to answer people's questions, right?
Within the last couple of weeks, yeah. There's already been 30, 40 calls that I've answered, and we've had great conversations. And
good.
And at the end of those, most people are happy with the result.
Absolutely. And so for all the details, again, go to coloradosprings.gov/bears, and all the details, the times, resources, questions, how to reach out, all that stuff. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Hey, hopefully
thank you.
That helped clarify some stuff for everybody. So we appreciate it. And again, March 1st, everybody, is when that ordinance kicks in. Okay, coming up tomorrow on The Extra, CDOT, some update on some big projects. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.